Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I thought, man, today could be his day to get born again. And am I going to tell him, no, I'm not eating? And so I went out and ate with him because I thought I could get him born again. And I was hungry because I didn't have breakfast, so I actually ate twice as much as I normally do. And on the way to a Bible study that night, I had 45 miles to drive. I was feeling so unworthy. Like, God, I promised you that I would fast and pray and study the Word all day long. And I hadn't done any of it. And I was feeling terrible. And, you know, the devil brought scriptures back to me. The devil can quote scripture. I thought of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I believe it's verse 5, where it says, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not pay. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire that burns forever. That Satan is the father of all lies. And I was feeling so terrible. And as I was getting closer to this place, I was saying, oh God, what about the people? I know I don't deserve it, but God, don't you love the people? Just use me and speak through me just because you love the people. And I didn't feel any release. I didn't feel any confidence that God was going to use me. And so as I got closer, I was still grasping for straws. And I finally just said, oh God, do it because of who Jesus is. And as soon as I said that, the Lord spoke to me and he said, who did you think I was going to do it because of? And you know what? I had fallen back into thinking, because I knew I should have been studying the Word and praying and doing these things. I was thinking, God, I'm going to do this and now you'll use me. The moment you do that, you have moved back into self-righteousness. You aren't standing in the righteousness of who you are in Christ. And all of your self-righteousness is like a filthy rag. It is inadequate. You become righteous through putting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what He has done for you and not what you do for Him. And I was a pastor of a church when this happened. I'm saying you can fall back into this. There is no role model for this. The world is all performance based. And you have to make a deliberate effort to keep yourself in a position to where my relationship with God is not based on my goodness and my holiness and whether I'm doing all of these things. God loves me in spite of who I am, not because of who I am. God loves me because He is love, not because I am lovely. That's important that you keep that distinction. And you know, when you understand this, all of Satan's weapon against you is he is the accuser of the brethren, is what it says in Revelation chapter 12. He can't accuse God. Satan isn't here telling you, oh, God can't do a miracle. God can't heal people. You know, Pastor David down here, we played golf today, and he was telling me about that he had a person die in his church. And they saw him raised from the dead. How long was he dead?
About 4 minutes.
4 minutes, and he was raised from the dead. You know what? Most of you believe in those kind of things. Most of you believe things like that can happen. It's not that you doubt God can do it. What Satan is coming against, he doesn't say God can't do it. He comes and says, sure, God can do that, but He wouldn't do it for you because you haven't studied the Word. You haven't prayed. You aren't holy. You had a bad thought. You've lusted. You did this. You did that. It's not that you doubt God's ability. You doubt God's willingness to use His ability on your part. And this is how Satan is stopping the body of Christ. Again, I say to those of you that are here on a Thursday night, you're a stark, raving, mad fanatic. You are not the average Christian. You believe in the supernatural power of God or you wouldn't be here. Amen? And so if somebody was to die in this service, Pastor Dave has seen people raised from the dead. Pastor Dean here has seen how many people raised from the dead? 10 people raised from the dead. I've seen 3 people raised from the dead. Mark, were you telling about a person? Or we had another story. Anyway, we had 2 stories today about people being raised from the dead. I personally know 40-something people who have been raised from the dead. There's only 9 in all of the Bible. We are living in an awesome day. Most of you believe that those things can happen. And if somebody fell over dead right here tonight, and I said, well, how many of you believe that God can raise them from the dead? Most of you would be right there with me, amen. You'd be shouting and praising God. And I said, all right, we're going to pray and we're going to see them raised from the dead. Many of you would get up here close. You'd want to see it. You believe it. There would be excitement. There'd be anticipation. But you know where I could lose the vast majority of you? All I'd have to do is say, all right, if you believe it, you come up here and pray for them. And all of a sudden, some of you who are so excited and anticipating so much, now it would turn to dread and fear. What happened? Did you quit believing that God can do it? You don't doubt God's ability. What you're doubting is God's willingness to do it. You know why? Because we have a performance-based relationship with God to where we feel like we only get mercy when we deserve it. We only get peace when we have lived righteously. We only get answers to prayer when you are fasting and praying and living holy and doing everything right. And it's your own trust in yourself and your own desire to be good that is causing you to doubt. Your faith is in yourself instead of in a Savior. And because of this, you may not phrase it this way, but mercy and truth haven't met each other in your life. Righteousness and peace haven't kissed each other in your life. You're still trying to get things through a performance-based relationship with God. And you've got to get out of that and come to understand that you are getting what you do not deserve. That's the reason we pray in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says you aren't supposed to take the name of God in vain. Most people think that that's using profanity and swearing. You know what taking the name of God in vain is? Oh God, heal me because I'm fasting and I'm praying and I'm studying the Word and I'm doing the best I can. And God, I'm living as holy as I can in Jesus' name. That's taking the name of Jesus in vain. When you're saying in the name of Jesus, you should be saying, Father, because of who Jesus is. I don't come before you because I deserve anything. It's not my own credit. It's not my effort. I do not deserve the least of your favor. I am praying in the name of Jesus because of who He is, because of His sacrifice, because of His atonement. That's my only claim. That's my only justification, is the fact that Jesus purchased these things and I receive it as a gift in the name of Jesus. That's what you're supposed to be saying. But anytime you point to yourself and your own goodness and then tack on to the end of that prayer and say, in the name of Jesus, you have just taken the name of Jesus in vain. Amen. That's a strong statement. And that's exactly what the vast majority of the body of Christ is doing. They are pointing to themselves. And this is the reason that we aren't having boldness and confidence and we aren't seeing the results that we desire, is because your own goodness is standing in the way. You are trusting in your goodness instead of in the goodness of a Savior. We haven't fully understood this. And I'm telling you, our own self-righteousness is stopping the power of God. The only sin that God cannot flow through is the sin of self-righteousness. You know what? Any sin that you've ever committed cannot stop the power of God. God is greater than your sin. Now that's a major statement, and I know that that is completely contrary to religion today. Religion will say the slightest little sin stops the power of God. God won't use a dirty vessel. I want you to know God hadn't got any other kind of vessel to use. Oh no, if you got a sin, you got to get all sin confessed. What happens if you forget one? And sin is not only the laws that you break, but the Bible says to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. So sin is what you're supposed to be doing that you're failing to do. So every one of us, if you use that as a definition, or failing, we should be doing more. We should love our wife more. You should reverence your husband more. You should think of other people more. You should be studying more. You should pray more. You should... All of us are falling short. If you use a Bible definition, all of us are sinning, coming short of the glory of God. The moment you believe that you've got to do everything right before God will move in your life, that is the one thing that stops God from moving, is the fact that your faith is in yourself. And brothers and sisters, this is where the vast majority of the body of Christ is, because it's been taught this incorrectly by the church, to put our faith in ourself. If you were to come forward tonight, all I'd have to do is have a word of knowledge and just show you something that you've done wrong, and most of you would fold like a $2 suitcase. Oh, I knew. I knew there was something wrong. Now I know why God won't move in my life. Because I don't deserve it. Nobody deserves it. You know, if a person came forward for salvation tonight, and if I had a word of knowledge, and I said, God shows me you're living in adultery. Person you're living with, you aren't even married to. You're shacking up with them. You're a sinner. If they heard the gospel correctly, that wouldn't keep them from getting saved. It would drive them towards salvation. They would say, that's the reason I need Jesus to forgive me. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And they would go ahead and receive salvation. Isn't that true? But let a Christian come forward, and all I got to do is have a word of knowledge and say, you didn't read your daily Bible readings today. You had a wrong thought 30 years ago. Just pinpoint the slightest little thing, and the average Christian, oh, now I know why God's not going to move in my life. Consider the unjustness of that.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline, and you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call, and remember to get these products.